has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson on this Thursday, June the 28th, and tomorrow the second quarter of 2018. The halfway point of the year is already here. Can you believe it? Pretty soon we'll be talking about how many shopping days until Christmas are left. Well, how many points left in the Dow before we drop below 24,000? Let's see, where are we at right now? We're down 49 points. We're at 24,068. So we have 68 points before we drop below 24,000. The NASDAQ, however, is up today. The NASDAQ is up 10 points, which puts the NASDAQ at 7,404. The S&P 500 is up a point to 2,700 even. Maybe that's our support level, 2,700 even. The Russell 2000, the small caps are kind of getting hit a little bit. They're down 0.5% today. The Russell 2000 is down 8 points, which puts it at 1,632. Now, oil has had a really good run here, and oil is down a penny today, but oil is now at $72.75 per barrel. And I'm sure that makes Texas happy. I'm here with all these Texas oil men and cowboys and rangers and barbecue aficionados. What a great place to be. The oil market's doing well. I'm sure they're happy in Houston too. Gold is down $3.40 per ounce this morning to $12.52. And the 10-year yield getting a little bit of a bump here today. The 2.84% is where we're at right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, once again broadcasting live from the not too far from the Las Colinas area, which I'm learning a lot about, and really nice area around here, a lot of nice areas around where we are staying here. We had a full slate yesterday meeting with folks. Man, I'm telling you what, everyone, I looked at my planner who's with me on this trip, we said, just salt of the earth. These folks, just salt of the earth. Of course, it's the same in Sarasota. It's the same in Minnesota. It's the same in Atlanta. It's the same in Seattle. It's the same in Honolulu. It's the same in Pennsylvania. Maybe I just happen to have an audience that is the salt of the earth, S-O-E. But that has been my experience with those that listen to my shows when I finally get out to meet with them in person. Well, I'm not going to brag about my Padres beating the Rangers here in San Diego. They're back to their losing ways. I listened to a few innings last night, and I know we didn't have a hit for six innings, and I thought, uh-oh, here we go. Texas is going to pitch a perfect game against us. Now, I've had that happen to me before. My wife and I were at a game in Petco Park, where the pets go. No, not that kind of go. And Tim Lincecum pitched a no-hitter. In about the seventh inning, I said, let's leave. I really don't want to be embarrassed here in our home park. We're surrounded by Giant fans, and I think Lincecum's going to pinch a no-hitter. So we left, got out and drove home in our car. Sure enough, Lincecum pitched a no-hitter. At least I wasn't there to suffer the humiliation. But we're used to humiliation being San Diego Padre fans. Well, anyways, the market has, we're entering into correction mode. The tension is starting to rise. Your metal is starting to be taxed and tested here. There's tariffs on your metal and on your nerves right now, just like your metal has been tested many times over the last 9 years during this bull market. Has the economy finally, has the expansion finally come to an end? Has the economy finally maxed out? Have earnings on the S&P finally gotten as good as they're ever going to get? Well, we explore that on a daily basis. And once again today, we'll look to the market. We'll look to the news wires. We'll look to stock charts for clues. And I'll try to put my 22 years experience in the business to the fore here, and hopefully I have something useful to add here. Well, we had yesterday was a pretty good day. We were having a comeback day after the bashing the market took earlier this week. And then I think the news that China was starting to mess around with their currency, which is a shot over the bow. You mess with us, all right? We are currency manipulators. Remember President Trump calling them currency manipulators many times during his run for president. Well, they're proving that he was right. They are currency manipulators. And they are manipulating their currency to bring down the prices of their goods on the world market. And I think that disrupted the markets. You know, we were up like 285 points at one time on Wednesday. And then all of a sudden we were down. And I think I pinpointed, I think it was that action, that currency action by China. Because what does that say? That says that China is not ready to back down yet. This thing is not over yet. And as Trump continues to put the screws to China, China continues to put the screws to the U.S. They do not seem to be flinching. They're thinking about it long and hard, but they do not seem to be flinching right now. You know, this is also that time of year which is very unpredictable, the last week of a quarter. You see a lot of end-of-quarter rebalancing. And, you know, where you're seeing the selling right now is probably profit-taking by some of these institutions and mutual funds that really make up the bulk of the trading in the market daily. And they're repositioning. They might be lowering their exposure to energy. They might be lowering their exposure to technology. They might be lowering their exposure to the financials. Where are they raising their exposure? That's what we want to know, right? And that's where the Best Stocks Now app comes in. It'll be interesting to see by the end of this week when I do the newsletter on Saturday and Sunday morning, just where the sector rotation is taking place right now. Now, I'm seeing it visually, but I'll have numerical evidence for you this weekend. And generally speaking, quarter by quarter, you do see this rotation. It's a time, end of quarter, when these big mutual funds and institutions do some rebalancing. And it's always interesting, and it's very useful to try to determine what's on the outgoing end of the money, the outflow, the distribution, and we try to search for the accumulation and the incoming money. So that'll be real interesting, and that shows up pretty clearly when you really dig into the market. Well, this continues to be a news-driven market. It certainly has been a big week for the Supreme Court, hasn't it? Does that impact your portfolio? Oh, yes, it does impact your portfolio. It has a lot to do about the future of America. You know, these big decisions this week coming on the travel ban, the restrictions against being forced to join a union in the public work space, and of course yesterday the announced retirement of Anthony Kennedy, Well, this could set the course of the Supreme Court for many, many years. And it looks like the Supreme Court will end up leaning quite conservative when all is said and done. So a lot taking place right now in politics at home. There's some big economic numbers that are coming out today on the economy that's giving us some clues to the state of the current economy. I listened to an interview with Alan Greenspan, whom I respect greatly, on his opinions of the economy. I want to talk about what he had to say about where we're at in this current expansion. Is this a correction or is this the beginning of the end? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas. And it's hot here. It's, I think, over 100. But coming from Scottsdale, you know, that's a cooling trend right now. Well, the market's not so hot right now, and we need to determine once again whether or not this is the big one, whether we should be selling our Facebook and our Amazon and our growth giants and running for cover at the same time. Well, let's take a look at evidence. Let's weigh the facts that we have before us. One of the things weighing on the market today is the quarter one GDP growth. We got the final number. It was only 2%, not the 2.2% consensus. That's weighing on the market a little bit because it causes some investors to say, well, maybe the economy is not growing as fast as we thought it was. It only came in at 2%. Instead of 2.2%. However, when we look to this quarter that we are currently in, we're looking, the consensus estimate is 4.5%. And 4.5% GDP growth is not the thing that recessions are made of. A recession, if you remember the definition of a recession, it's two straight contracting negative growth quarters consecutively. Well, we're looking for we're 2% in the first quarter of this year, and we're looking for 4.5% this quarter that we're currently in. I listened to Alan Greenspan very closely this morning. I don't know. I think he's 90 years old now. Everything else is gone but the mind, you know, probably. He's still got a great mind. He sees no recession on the horizon for the next few years. Now, there is a very tight and close correlation between recessions in the market and bear markets. So with two consecutive quarters here, one at 2% and one at 4.5%, if you average those, you're at about 3.2% growth right now. It's hard to make the argument that there's a recession looming on the horizon. Now, the folks that want to say that the impact of the tariffs will lead us into a recession would make their argument. And then you have to ask the question, will these tariffs actually be a part of life going forward, or are they currently being used as threats? And no more than that. Because if they do go into effect, Greenspan is right. They would be a tax on the consumer. In the U.S., prices will go up because of tariffs. And it will pinch, and it will be felt by the consumer, which will then trickle through to the economy. And Greenspan was really, he didn't really want to comment as to whether or not he thought the tariffs would actually be put in place and would be a part of life going forward. I don't think he believes that. And I don't believe that. right now they're bargaining chips. Each side has its hand, its cards in its hand. It's not showing the other side what cards it's holding. And right now it's just moves on the table, threats, raises, money being put out there, the ante going up. But only the holder of the cards knows what the eventual outcome that they want to achieve will be and what outcome they believe that they can achieve. Which side thinks they're holding the ace card? When does the other side have to walk away from the table and cash in their chips, leave their chips on the table and say, okay, you won? Well, that's where we're at right now, which creates a lot of volatility. It creates a lot of uncertainty. The market doesn't like uncertainty. It's just hard for me to imagine that Trump came into office wanting to put the U.S. economy into a recession. He's out to grow the economy faster than it's ever grown in many, many years. And yes, Greenspan is totally right. If those tariffs go into place, and if the other side does not back down, and if those tariffs become a new way of life, and if a Toyota Camry costs $1,800 more than it used to, and if a picnic table at Home Depot costs $75 more than it used to, well, obviously, that's a tax on the consumer. It's just like oil prices going up and the consumer paying more at the gas pump. That's less money that goes to restaurants, theaters, Dollar Tree, Nordstrom's, vacations, etc. It would crimp the economy, but I really do not believe in the end that's going to be the outcome. It's obviously a possibility, but I think it's a very low probability. And it's hard to argue, it's very hard to make an argument for a recession looming on the horizon and for the current administration letting the recession happen before November midterms. I'm trying to think it out here in my mind using a little bit of common sense and logic and knowing what the current administration's objectives are. I mean, if the economy goes into a recession, Trump may as well hand off the presidency in 2.5 years or 2.5, 4 years, whatever it is, to the Democrats. And I don't really think that that is his objective. I don't really think he wants to lose. So you have to weigh all of this out in your mind. And then you have to say to yourself, is this the time to flee Amazon? Is it all over for Netflix? Have they grown as big as they're going to grow? Is it all over for Facebook? Well, we make a lot of these individual decisions on a daily basis, but right now I'm speaking more about the macro picture, and I'm on the side with Alan Greenspan, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan, and Wells Fargo. They both said recently that we're about two-thirds of the way into this expansion, this current expansion. And Greenspan seemed to echo those sentiments today. And you really do not get a bear market during the course of an expansion unless the market is too expensive. And I don't see that either right now with a forward PE of about roughly around 16 right now. One of the lowest forward PEs we've seen in quite some time. Okay, more on this because folks out there need direction right now. We're scared. What should we do, Gunderson?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I think the first clue and the first bit of evidence that we have to really weigh on the scale, which tips between bull and bear and expansion and recession, is there really is no sign of a recession out there on the horizon. 2% growth first quarter of this year, 4.5% growth in this quarter that we're currently in, record earnings this year, and more record earnings not topping out. Earnings have not peaked, not according to the analysts, not even close. If you look at my newsletter on a weekly basis, I show you the annual earnings of the S&P 500, the annual earnings of the S&P 500. That is one of the best indicators that we have. Now, I met with someone yesterday who corrected me, and I totally agree. Stocks follow earnings, yes, but those earnings are already built in to current stock prices. So let's just add a little bit of let's enhance that statement just a little bit and prove it. Stocks follow earnings estimates and earnings expectations also, and stocks follow GDP estimates and expectations. The stocks are not trading right now on 2% GDP growth in the first quarter. They're trading on expected GDP growth going forward. And stocks are not trading at the $133 S&P 500 companies made last year. They're trading on the expectations for this year and the expectations for next year. And what I watch for are adjustments upwards or downwards to those expectations. Now, it could be said, you could make the argument that the expectations are about as good as it gets right now. There have been a lot of upward revisions, especially in the first quarter of this year. There were a lot of upward revisions to S&P 500 earnings expectations, both for this year and next year, and a lot of that had to do with the tax cut. But as of right now, the numbers are not showing a topping out of earnings in 2018 and those earnings starting to slide downwards in 2019. That would be a major, major indicator of the future of the market. Instead, earnings expectations for next year are expected to be double digits higher right now, as we sit here today, and we watch that every week than they were last year or this year. Now, if we go back to 2006, that's when earnings peaked during the last cycle. They started to decline in 2007. In other words, we had peak earnings during that particular cycle in 2006. And that earnings decline in 2007 was the precursor to the big earnings decline in 08 and 09. The bear market, 53%. Earnings finally bottomed in 2009 at $53 per share. Since then, earnings have climbed from that $53 per share in 2009. We're currently running at a rate of about $150 or more per share. Now, how do you like that? Earnings since 2009 have a little more than tripled. What has the market done? The market has a little more than tripled. All right. Stocks do follow earnings, but they also look ahead to earnings expectations. You can see that same dynamic at work when a company reports quarterly earnings. You say, how come this stock beat by 10 cents their expected earnings and the stock is down 11% on the news? Why? Because they lowered their future expectations during the conference call with all these analysts. Their ear to the phone, waiting with bated breath to hear, gee, what are you going to do for us in the coming quarters, the rest of the year, and what about next year? Well, a lot of times that's the opportunity for the CEO and the CFO to dampen expectations, to sandbag the analyst so that they can come along and continue to beat earnings expectations. But when expectations are lowered, the stock follows right along, which is proof. Not only do stocks follow earnings, but they also follow expectations. What do I watch more closely? Do I watch actual earnings or earnings expectations? I'm all about watching earnings expectations. You'll notice in my app, it's all about the forward P.E. ratio, not the past P.E. ratio. I consider the past P.E. ratio really to be a moot point at this point in time. It's all about the forward P.E. ratio and future. That's the forward P.E. based on future earnings expectations. And when you hear me give the P.E. ratios on this radio show, I almost always give the forward. That's the current price of the stock divided by the 12-month expectations in the future. And when I calculate my growth at a reasonable price PEG ratio, which is PE divided by the growth rate, I'm using forward PE estimates. I pay way more attention. Write this one down. Gunderson pays way more attention to future earnings expectations than he does to past earnings. How much more do I weight expectations versus past earnings? Oh, probably 10 to 1 weighting. The past 12 months, while it's important and it's a good predictor and it's part of the cycle of earnings, I find the future earnings expectations. Now you say, well, how valid are those future earnings expectations? You have a CFO and a CEO and a sales head of VP of marketing sticking their finger in the wind and trying to make a prediction of how much they'll make over the next 12 months? I don't think so. No. If anything, they're downplaying future expectations. And if you think that the analyst numbers out there are totally unreliable, how can you trust these analysts that follow these companies? Why is it then when a company reports earnings, it's usually within a penny or two of the consensus analyst estimates? They're pretty close. And obviously analysts keep, or the company keeps analysts updated and on top of those expectations all the time. And that's why every single day, as part of my looking at everything I own and everything I'm considering owning, I always look at the future earnings expectations. Have they been revised higher? I like companies that continue to have earnings expectations revisions higher. In fact, Zacks, they have a number that they use, pretty good number. It's a grading system of 1 through 5. If they have a stock that's rated number 1, that means the stock has been receiving numerous analyst upgrades to the numbers recently. If a stock is a 5, numerous analyst downgrades, because Ben Zacks and the Zacks organization believes, like I do, that those future expectations and the direction of those expectations is a very critical factor in choosing, in holding, or selling stocks. It's a very critical factor. Now, you can take all of the other fundamentals that are out there. Profit margin, gross margins. You hear their margins are shrinking. You hear that they have too much debt, debt-to-equity ratio. You hear return on equity. You hear return on investment. What's the number one indicator? Direction of expectations of earnings. In my book, over 22 years in the business observing, that is the most important indicator, and that's the one that I look at on a daily basis without fail. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to say hi to Ernie, who's waiting. He's our first appointment of the day. We'll be meeting with him here in a few minutes. And we, like I said, we met with some great people so far. Day one in Dallas is behind us, and we're here in day two. I'm really looking forward to day four, which will be the workshop here at the Embassy Suites by Love Field, not too far from the Las Colinas area. Nice venue. It's all self-contained here. You know, I get a nice breakfast in the morning and all this and that, and I can get some rest here and do the show here, and it all worked out. We'll have a very nice venue for you on Saturday. It's the place to be this Saturday in Dallas. Hey, get out of the heat. Nice air-conditioned room, and I'll be trying to teach you a little bit what I've figured out over the last 22 years in the business. And, of course, if you want to come, need a reservation, our number, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. See if you can rearrange your schedule. We have a pretty good group right now signed up. But if you can possibly make it this Saturday, probably be several months, 4 or 5 months before we get back to Dallas as we travel around the country to our various location sites. I'll be headed back to Scottsdale after this, but you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. I think you're getting the drift here that I don't think this is the big one right now. It's one of those moments of pain that one has to go through from time to time. Look, this is now the 10th year. We're in the 10th year of a bull market. Jamie Dimon says we're in the 6th inning. Wells Fargo says we're about 2/3 of the way through. And you've got others saying, you know, Alan Greenspan, I don't see any recession for the next few years. It's really hard to make the argument that this is the big one and we're going off the cliff and we're going to cascade down and it's all over. Very hard to make that argument. But folks have been trying to make that argument for the last 9+ years, and every time they've been wrong. And eventually the boy that cried wolf and that continues to cry wolf will be right. And hopefully I'll be able to spot it before it cascades down, because I do not believe in staying fully invested in stocks during a recession, nor do I believe in having exposure to debt in a rising interest rate environment. I see here that the U.S. corporate debt now tops $6 trillion. The debt load for U.S. corporations has reached a record $6 trillion. And, you know, you start to look ahead. People say, well, can you make money on the downside in the market? The answer to that is yes, if you're in the right bad areas. To me, the top candidates for bad areas in the market at some point in time, definitely not today, would seem to me that all these biotech stocks that have gone public, there's going to be so many of them that won't be around, you know? When the recession hits, the money dries up, and if you don't have a product in the lab, you're toast. BIS is the inverse biotech index. You can see how it's sold off considerably here in the last several days, just as kind of a warning of what it could do during a cascade sell-off in the stock market. It would seem to me that the junk bond market would be extremely vulnerable. The economy gets a pinch. Doesn't that hurt the low-quality companies that have a lot of debt and have floated a lot of junk bonds? That would be another very vulnerable area. Now, if you go back to 2008, 2009, it was the financial sector. There's an inverse financial sector ETF. There's one that's leveraged 2-to-1. It was up like 400% in 2009. And I've told you many times that I'm not afraid to cross the street if I have to. I'm not bound by any restrictions on where I can go with my growth portfolios. I can go wherever I want to go. They're unconstrained. And I try to be in the best place at the time, given the circumstances and the situation and the economy and in the world. The emerging markets are a good example of a place you don't want to be right now. They are in the crosshairs right now of the trade war. You think we're having it bad over here? They are definitely, between what's going on in South America and what you've got going on now with China, etc., not a good time to be in the emerging markets. Now they're starting to ask, is this the time to step up to the plate and buy the emerging markets? They're now down 20% from their high. Well, it would take some good news. It would take a resolution to all of this and kumbaya and the peace pipe smoked and let's move on. Let's get this global economy going. Let's all get together. Let's remove all of our tariffs and restrictions one against another. And you would see those emerging markets take off. What are the odds of that happening tomorrow or next week? Probably pretty low. That continues to be one of the sore spots in the market right now. Crude oil starting to perk up again, $72 per barrel. Europe trickling, just crawling. Their economy is crawling along, begging for fiscal stimulus, which will never come. They're totally monetary policy in Europe. The migration crisis hurting Europe's economy big time. I would not have any investments in Europe right now. So that's the way it is on this June 28th. Tomorrow's another day. We don't know how today will end up. We were up 285 on Wednesday, and by the end of the day, it was another bloody day. We're going through another correction. They're no fun. They're painful, but over the last 9+ years, the last thing you wanted to do was to sell and go to the sidelines because you were wrong every time. If you want to take the load off your shoulders, I'm a money manager. 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter this weekend, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.